Today, the world's population is nearing 6.8 billion and continuing to grow rapidly. Every minute of every day, we add 145 people to the planet. That's 8,000 an hour. That's over 200,000 every single day. Every 12 years, we add another billion people to the planet. So our world population is growing very rapidly, and yet our resources are not. And that's the real challenge. When it comes to reducing population growth and ultimately achieving population stabilization, there is something very close to a magic wand here. And it involves ensuring that women everywhere have access to the information, services, and education that they need so that they can make their own thoughtful choices. Now, I don't mean to leave men off the hook, because men bear an equal responsibility here, at the very least. But the fact is that empowering women is the key to achieving a sustainable population level. When you look at global population growth, the glass is both half empty and half full. There are places, and surprising places at that in some instances, where enormous progress has been made. Places like Mexico, places like Iran, places like the Kerala state in India, where women have broad access to contraception. The real challenge remains, however, in some of the poorest places on Earth. That's where 98 to 99% of the population growth now occurs, in places like sub-Saharan Africa, places where women have as many as 7 children each, and they have to face the prospect of seeing their children die, of themselves suffering severely. For most people around the world, religion plays a vital role in their lives. And we have to be very careful not to blame religion for population growth. The country with the lowest fertility rate, that is to say the smallest families, is Italy. And certainly Italy is a very Catholic country. Iran is a very Islamic country, and yet women have stopped at 2 children in Iran. It's rather like looking at an intersection in an American city, where you have different churches of different denominations, other faiths represented, and yet you need to be careful not to jump to conclusions about people based on their faith. When you look at the possibility of some sort of global collapse, I think the first thing that stands out is the fact that today and every day, 25,000 children will die from easily preventable causes. 25,000 children a day, every day. Most of them are really dying from overpopulation, although the immediate cause is usually some kind of waterborne pathogen. If that's not a collapse, I don't know what is. I think sometimes we are waiting until every piece of evidence is at hand before we can reach a conclusion. I would submit that there's enough evidence of collapse in terms of threatened and endangered species, in terms of climate change, in terms of vast human suffering, to prompt us to act now. I can't see why we would wait. There are about 1.4 million unplanned births in the U.S. every year, and that includes a sky-high rate of teen births. This is a problem that no other developed country seems to have. We are far and away the worst when it comes to solving the teen birth problem. Global population growth is the only global challenge I know of where the following three things are true. We know what works. We know that education and access to family planning is effective. Number two, in the grand scheme of things, it's relatively inexpensive. It's certainly not free, but it's relatively inexpensive. And number three, women and couples everywhere want it.